The Christian life is a love relationship. If it's not that, it's not genuine. Song of Solomon, if you read it like a love relationship between a believer and Jesus Christ, that's how I read it many times. It's a tremendous challenge to me. Personal devotion to Christ. To me, it's one of the best books in the Bible that teach me personal devotion to Christ, where He means more to me than everything else. Where when He calls, I'm willing to drop everything and go. See, James in chapter 4, it's not just here. You find that all over Scripture. James chapter 4, James says, verse 5. Have you ever understood this verse, James 4, 5? Do you think the Scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desires the Spirit which He has made to dwell in us. What's the meaning of that phrase? You know, in the Greek language in which this was written, there were no capital letters and small letters. So the translators had to decide whether to put a capital S there, referring to the Holy Spirit, or a small s, referring to our spirit. And I think they made a big mistake. It's referring to our spirit. God the Father doesn't jealously desire the Holy Spirit. He and the Holy Spirit are already one, always one. How does He jealously desire Him? What He jealously desires is my spirit. That my spirit, you know, that the godly jealousy of a husband who wants his wife only to be interested in him and in nobody else. See, he's jealous if she's ever interested in somebody else. That's a godly jealousy. I want my wife to be taken up with me. That's the meaning of this jealousy, that my spirit, God is jealous that my spirit will be taken up with Him, not with anything else, not even with victory over sin. No, but with Him. He's jealous for that. And it says here, verse 6, He'll give us grace to live that life. This is true Christianity. Remember when the lawyer once came to Jesus and said, what is the greatest commandment? Simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. That's it. That's the vertical arm of the cross, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the whole law and the prophets hang on that. And this is Jesus' answer. To love the Lord with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. Nothing else is important on earth. In Song of Solomon, there's a little illustration of this which we can learn something from. In Song of Solomon, there was a time in the bride's life, chapter 3, when he longed after him. It's a believer who longed after Jesus in the early part of his Christian life. Solomon's Song of Solomon, on my bed night after night, I sought the Lord. Let me paraphrase it. I sought Jesus because my soul loved him. And when I could not find him, I got up from my bed and went about looking for him. And verse 3, those are the elders in the church who were not very spiritual, whoever those elders were, the watchmen. I said, have you seen those whom my soul loves? They couldn't direct me, but I just left him and I found him. Verse 4, whom my soul loves, and I held on to him and I would not let him go. Lord, I found you. But a little later, we read in chapter 5 and verse 2. Again, she's in bed, the bride. But my heart was awake and I heard a voice. My beloved is now calling me. Open to me, my darling. And now does what she say? Lord, verse 3, I've taken off my dress. How can I put it on again? How my feet are washed. How can I get it dirty again? And the Lord puts out his hand through the opening. And finally, after a while, my feelings were finally aroused. Then I got up And when I went and opened the door, verse 6, he had gone. See the difference? In chapter 3, she was running after looking for him. And now when he comes for her, she's busy doing something else. She's busy with something else. Are you like that? Busy with something else when the Lord wants you to be with him. I've had experiences like that, which I'm ashamed when I think of it now. But they've taught me a lesson. Sometimes I'm writing a Christian article. A Christian article. And the Lord says, drop that for a while and spend a little time with me. And I say, just hang on, Lord. Just 15 minutes, I'll be with you. And I finish the article. And I look for the Lord. And he's not there. The sense of his presence is not there. I've experienced that exactly like that. And then I think of back to earlier times when I was just longing after him. When I'd drop anything and go after him. And I say, Lord, that's what I want every day of my life. That I shall count everything else as rubbish compared to you. And if that is not true a single day of my life, I have to say to myself, Satan has deceived me. Dear brother, dear sister, don't let this church sink and drift like many, many other churches. You're a part of it. You can help preserve it. If you preserve your fervent devotion to Christ, let this church gather around the tree of life, not around the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Not around the tree of this is sin and that is sin, I must avoid it. I don't bow down to Baal. No. I want to live before God. I want the fire of God to be in our midst all the time.